their empire, as the social landscape of South America was about to change. It would be the Incas that held the lands now owned by Bolivia when the Spanish began their colonization. Spanish colonization. The Spanish would arrive in modern-day Bolivia during the 16th century. It would be their conquest of the Incan Empire that would bring Francisco Pizarro and other Spaniards into the land. Like many places in South America, it was less the Spaniards that defeated the Incas and more the diseases of the Spaniards carried with them. Silver. The Spanish quickly found silver deposits in 1545 near Potosi, in the south of the country, near another city called Chuquisaca, which was founded in 1538 and is now Sucre. These silver deposits turned out to be the largest silver mines west of the Atlantic. This brought in a host of income and made the Bolivia, or Charcas, as the Spanish called it then, one of the wealthiest regions in South America. This increase in wealth in Potosi led to the founding of other towns nearby to supply the mines. During the next several years, La Paz would be founded in 1548, and Cochabamba would be founded in 1571. Potosi would lead to a significant number of Spaniards moving to both of these cities, as well as Chuquisaca, Sucre. Despite the increase in wealth, there was bad news for the people living in the new colony. The native population was forced to work as hard laborers in the Spanish-run mines. The natives local to the region were supplemented with natives from nearby regions as well. The population of Potosi would soon reach approximately 160,000 during the 1600s, making it likely the most populated city in South America at the time and comparable to the largest cities in Europe. Rumblings of independence. By the late 1700s, rebellions had become commonplace throughout modern-day Bolivia. Tupac Amaru II led one of the most famous rebellions. He was a descendant of the last Incan ruler and was the hereditary chief of the Tinta region, and would go on to lead the last Indian rebellion in 1760 against Spain, but would also be supported by many criollos, American-born people of Spanish descent. Amaru would take large portions of Peru, Bolivia, and Argentina before being defeated and captured in 1781. Like many other South American countries, true independence would begin during the Napoleonic invasions of Iberia. With the Spanish crown imprisoned, Spanish control over the colonies was severely limited, and they were left to fend for themselves. This would lead to 1809 rebellions from Chuquisaca and La Paz against the new Napoleonic leader of Spain. The initial rebellions proved unsuccessful, but like many of Bolivia's neighbors, ignited a fire in the people. Especially after rebellions in Buenos Aires were successful, it became clear there was a chance of sovereignty. Antonio José de Sucre. Antonio José de Sucre began the first step in the last chapter of the independence movement. He would lead a host of criollos in 1825 with the goal of giving Bolivia, or Upper Bolivia, sovereign control of the region. José de Sucre began as a lieutenant to Simón Bolívar in the Venezuelan and Colombian independence movements, proving himself to be an extremely capable military leader. Bolivar sought to free the entire South American continent from Spanish rule, and in the lands that would become Bolivia, José de Sucre was who he would rely upon to carry out the mission. José de Sucre began by fighting with Bolivar in Peru at the Battle of Junín. A victory here gave Bolivar the confidence to leave the rest of the Peru-Bolivia campaign to José de Sucre. José de Sucre continued through Peru in the winter before marching to Charcas in 1825 to remove the Spanish. After his victory, José de Sucre created the first sovereign Bolivia, named after Bolívar, with the constitution written by Bolívar himself. The country declared itself independent on August 6, 1825. Antonio José de Sucre